rumble of the Anjuna means it's time for the Coordinating Committee Report. This is Ruth Greenblatt, Chair of the Committee. This update will cover recent doings at UCSF and UC-wide that the Senate leaders should be aware of. October 2015. Item 1, UCSF IT Updates. In response to changing technical requirements and increasing costs, UCSF is leading a group of UC medical centers in IT planning, replacement, and refreshment. It is anticipated that UCSF will make a $200 million capital expenditure on IT. At UCSF, it is also anticipated that expenses will increase by $27 million per year annually related to new IT services. UCSF, both the campus and medical center, will relocate our data center to a Dell facility in Quincy, Washington, and the UC San Diego supercomputing facility. One site is the primary data repository and the other is backup. The system utilizes scenic fiber optic pathways and provides redundancy and resilience, including to seismic adversity. The change provides significant cost savings, about $3 million per year, after an initial investment. The Washington site utilizes hydropower and thus provides carbon savings and much cheaper power. Current power costs for the UCSF data center run approximately $800,000 per year. UCSF will roll out an updated IT plan sometime before the end of this year. Since some faculty do not fit the common pattern of software and hardware use, for example, a researcher who has a piece of equipment networked to an older PC, we might try to identify some of the special use faculty who might provide important input into IT modifications. Item 2, UC's agreement with the state. UCOP and System-wide Senate continue to scramble to accommodate the agreement with the governor that UC will increase resident undergraduate admissions by 5,000 students. The planned funding of $25 million additional dollars does not meet the estimated cost of each student, which is estimated at $10,000. Furthermore, the agreement is stated for 1 year, though undergraduate admissions constitute a 4-year commitment. Additionally, campuses are working to increase compatibility of specific courses and majors with the community colleges to facilitate ease of transfer from colleges to UC. Goals also increase the availability of 3-year matriculation to bachelor's degrees, which necessitates summer sessions and increased acceptance of AP high school credits. Another goal is to bring credit requirement for majors to 45, the so-called Challenge 45. While these initiatives are focused on the undergraduate programs, and UCSF often does not even appear in materials, there are likely to be repercussions for our campus. These could include impact on our diversity summer internship program if students choose instead to pursue a 3-year degree. Additionally, Challenge 45 may mean that UC students may not have the same array of coursework required for some majors, for example, physical chemistry for biology majors. We will have to see. It is important for admissions committees to anticipate increased applications from individuals who have passed through community colleges, which may benefit the diversity of our students. Item 3, Health System Governance Committee. As detailed in the J2 document presented on the Senate website, to ensure that the UC Health Enterprise has a governance structure most effective in a changing healthcare environment, including the Affordable Care Act, industry consolidation, changes in public support for training, medical care, and research, the CEOs of the 5 UC Medical Center campuses presented an assessment of drawbacks and obstacles they perceived in the existing oversight structure of UC Health. After study, UC Health reported that governance structures be reviewed and evaluated on 7 criteria, efficiency, expertise, strategic guidance, effectiveness system-wide, alignment of research, education, and patient care, local conditions, transaction costs, and risk. Regents' discussions resulted in a proposal to revise its Committee on Health Services to retain 6 regents and UC president, and add 2 UC chancellors and 4 non-voting members with expertise in healthcare issues. The regents would delegate to the revised Committee on Health Services and UC president expanded approval authorities, which would not require further regents' action, limited by 3 categories of cost or value. This action requires 3 amendments to the university bylaws. Item 4, space updates. The regents' pre-approved planning for the Cancer Center outpatient building at Mission Bay means that UCSF can now begin planning and design. The final design does go back to the regents. Additionally, the regents' pre-approved Block 33 planning, which is targeted at approximately 320,000 square feet building at 3rd and Illinois. This will include laboratory and clinic space for ophthalmology and will in turn free space at 400 Parnassus for transplantation clinics. Some current Laurel Heights-based people may also move into that building. The campus continues its efforts to expand student and faculty housing options. And that ends our report for October 2015. Join us again in November.